And so it's a wonderful study how that we can look into God's Word and find out how that God truly loves His people. And it relates to us today because God truly loves you and I. And He wants the very best for you. He wants to show you the very best. He wants you to walk with Him. He wants you to talk with Him. He wants a personal relationship with you, not just on Sunday morning, not just on Wednesday nights, but He wants a personal relationship with you every day, every day of the week. And I thank God today that you and I can continue to trust the Lord and know that God is with us every step of the way. And so let's look at this a little bit today in Exodus, the 14th chapter. In Exodus, there is a going out of the children of Israel. We see that in Exodus, it is now coming into the hands of the Lord. The Lord is showing His hands against Pharaoh, and He's showing His hands in Egypt, how that He had told them over and over again to trust Him, and how that God had told Moses and Aaron, let Pharaoh know to let my people go. And so we see that there was bondage of 430 years. There had been generation after another generation had died, but this generation that was living was going to see the promised land. God had brought a promise and said that my people would be released. And so as we see this, we see that it is being delivered by the hand of God. And in Exodus 13 and 4, you can back up just one passage here and then we're going to continue to move on. And Exodus 13 and 14 says, so it shall be that when your son asks you in a time to come, saying, what is this? That you shall say to him, by strength of the hand of the Lord brought us out of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Can I hear amen to God's word? I want you to know today that this pictures also our salvation. To know that we are saved by the hand of the Lord. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I have been able to receive salvation. Because all sin and everything was placed on the cross over 2,000 years ago. So that you and I may know God and that we would make Him known. I want you to know today that this not only pictures of salvation, but it rescues from the bondage of sin. That we do not have to be living, we may be around sin, but we are saved from sin, not in sin, but we still have the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ through the Lord has set us free. And with that, we can see that clearly. It also, we can see the deliverance by the blood of the Lamb. The blood was put on the doorpost. Remember, the death angel was coming through. And the blood had to be on the top of the post and side of the post so that that death angel would come through, because God was acting now. God is a just God. He is a loving God, but He's a just God. And He had to act on what He said He was going to do. I want you to know that God gives guidance. We see that the children of Israel, as we look at this closely, we will see that there was a pillar of cloud by day, there was a pillar of fire by night. How that God literally orchestrated and moved them out as they could see naturally of what was going on in the skies. God would orchestrate this and bring them out of bondage. They were traveling in the will of God because God was before them. God was ahead of them. God had instructed Moses and Aaron and was leading them out in an area that they did not know. They did not understand. They did not realize. They did not see and know until it actually started happening and as it started to unfold. Now we're at Exodus 14 and 5. And now it was told to the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants were turned against the people, and they said, why have we done this? that we have let Israel go from serving us. Verse 6, so he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And also he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened. You see, we see another work here. God says, I have hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them, and all the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army and overtook them, camping by the sea. And yet Pharaoh decides... Pharaoh decides he should not have let them go. And yet the Egyptians pursued them with 600 chariots. And I want you to know today, the enemy may pursue your life. The enemy may be on you today. You may be dealing with circumstances. You may be dealing with situations today. And I want you to know, when the enemy's not bothering you, when Satan's not bothering you, he's already got you. But if he's still bothering you and you're still dealing with things and you're going through some things, understand that God is fighting your battle. God is still with you. God still has his hand on you. He still will protect you. He knows exactly what you're going through, because the Bible says he'll put no more on us than we can bear, but he would make a way of an escape. There is an escape in the Lord Jesus Christ. You may deal with things over and over and over again, but know that there's joy that's coming in the morning, knowing that there's joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Know that you can do all things through Christ, which gives you strength. There's no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And therefore, we can hold our head up high, give the world a smile, and know that our Lord and Savior is in charge. He is in control. He's not out of control, but he will bless, he will provide, and victory will be in for us day in and day out. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, in my first point, we want to look at the word of depression. I want you to know, in Exodus 14, Pharaoh was trying to bring depression against God's people. He was going to do everything he could to try to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And I want you to know today, that's exactly what the enemy is trying to do with our lives. He's trying to kill, he's trying to steal, he's trying to destroy and to devour us. But listen, we've got to be good soldiers. We've got to put on the whole armor of God, not just some of it, not just part of it, but we've got to put on the whole armor of God so that you and I can fight against the enemy, because the enemy is warring against your soul day in and day out. I've said it and I will say it again. If he can take the pastor out, he can take the whole congregation out. If the devil can take you out, he can take others out. And listen, he has no respect of a person. He's doing his job. That's what he does. He doesn't sleep, nor does he slumber. He's constantly awake. We have a conscience. We have a subconscious. When we go to bed at night, a lot of times we don't know what's going on, but the enemy is lurking. He's working. He's trying to do everything he can to knock you off from serving God, praying to God, reading your Bible, having devotion. He's putting things out there just like dangling a carrot with a rabbit. He's doing everything to distract you. But guess what? God is there, and he sees, and he knows, and he will provide, and he will fight your battle. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the one that is the victor in our lives. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, the children of Israel, they were afraid because they had not realized to trust in God. God had told Aaron, God had told Moses. He spoke to them to let them know. But yet, they were going in uncharted territory. They were going in an area that they did not understand, that they did not know. But all that they had to do was walk by fire by night, by cloud by day, and to listen to the Lord. And as Aaron and as Moses began to get the instructions from the Lord, he began to instruct them and say, listen, our God is on our side. Jehovah God is on your side today. He's not against you. He is for you. He's not sitting up in the heavens with a billy bat to knock you out, but he's wanting to restore you, bring joy into your heart and in your life. Restore the joy. As David said, Lord, restore the joy in my heart and life that I will continue to serve you to the day I die. David says, there's no other place I'd rather be to be in the house of the Lord. There's no other place I'd rather be to be encamped with angels all around me. Lord, there's no better place, Lord, for me to serve you but to call out on you, to fully surrender to you, Lord, to be what you want me to be, not what I want to be, but Lord, what do you want me to be? God clearly wants us to know that he is with us every step of the way. Listen, they were in the habit of fearing Pharaoh because Pharaoh was the king. He had taskmasters to cause them to build his kingdom. Lay more brick, lay more mortar. I want bigger buildings. I want bigger thrones. I want a bigger kingdom. And yet they were under the fear, they were under the thumb of Pharaoh. But it came a day, folks, they were no longer under Pharaoh. They were under God Almighty, and God took charge. God will only allow certain things to happen for so long, folks. I want you to hear me today. God will only allow certain things, and you say, well, Pastor, when is God going to stop doing what he's doing? I don't know if I can handle it anymore. When is God going to stop this? When is this person that's doing this to me, or when in this situation, why is it happening to me? Listen, God will allow it only happen for so long, but when God gets a hold of it, that's it. You can count it signed, sealed, and delivered. When God says enough is enough, he shuts the doors, and there's not enough devils and hell that can stop the mighty moving of God. When God moves in a mighty way, he is the one that restores your joy. He's the one that restores your salvation. He's the one that carries you every step of the way. Hallelujah! Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that they begin to pray. The first is that they begin to pray. Prayer needed to take place. It was not time for pouting, but it was time for praying. The people complained to Moses because they did not know what was happening, what was going on, where they were going, what was taking place. And they begin to question because Pharaoh was coming hard with 600 chariots after them. They had fear that had gripped them. What have you done? Why have you brought us here? What have you done? Exodus 14:11, then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us out of Egypt? In other words, even though they were a slave, it was like they were in a comfort zone because they were getting food and water. But yet Pharaoh was controlling God's people, bringing God's people into an area that benefited him. Listen, I want you to know, they complained and said there's better slaves than there are graves. Why they turned bitter at this moment? They focused on their problems. They forgot God's promises. Folks, that's what we need to be careful with. We've got to quit dwelling on our problems. You can't focus in on your problems. You can't say, well, I'll never be able to. I'll never be able to accomplish it. It's just doom, gloom, agony, and defeat everywhere I go. It just seems like when I put one foot forward, one step forward, three steps back. What's happening? Why is this? Listen, we've got to stand on God's promises. Because He has promised us that there is a way of an escape. There is deliverance. There is healing. There is the point where that we don't have to wallow in our mire. We don't have to wallow like a pig in slop. But we can have a new day. Folks, there's a new day that's dawning. There's a new year that's dawning. God is wanting to do great and mighty things in you. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man what God has in store for His people. We haven't even scratched the surface, folks, of what God has in store for us. It's not for us to look around and hang our head like Tom Dooley, but it's time for us to hold our head up high and know that God is with us every step of the way. Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with you. He's not forsaken you. He has not dropped you off. He's not left you. But the Bible says He's closer than a brother or a sister in your life. And I want you to know today that God is saying, don't become bitter, but become better in Him. Listen, when they begin to turn, they got their minds on the problem and not on the promises. Second, today I want you to know there was direction. Not only was a depression trying to kick in, but listen, there was direction. And Moses said to the people in Exodus 14 and 13, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord, look at this, the Lord will fight. It's not your battle, it's not my battle. He says, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Never no more will you have to lay your eyes on Pharaoh. Never no more will you have to look at the eyes of a taskmaster trying to get you to continue to stay in slavery. You've been set free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Don't have to stay in bondage, but we're set free. Let the chains break. Let the chains go, because God has brought deliverance unto us. Why? Because the gift has come. We're going to soon be celebrating Christmas here. And we celebrate it all year long, but we're going to be celebrating it next month. But that's the gift that God has given us. Unto us a child is born. Unto us of the city of David. God has brought His Son. Jesus Christ has made the way that you and I can have victory. Because of Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. Listen, Moses had a three-point message from God for them. What did he say? He said, fear not. Joshua 1 and 19 says this, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That is a promise, folks. I want you to see this in God's Word. That is a promise. He has commanded that He will be with you, and He's letting us know. What a good word. God uses them often. Listen, Genesis 15 and 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision and saying, do not be afraid. Abram, I am your shield. Your exceedingly great reward is coming. Coming. God is there. God's preparing. You may not see what He's doing. You may not understand how He's doing it, but God knows exactly what's going on, and everything is perfect in Jesus Christ. And He sees exactly what's going on. Listen, Isaiah 41 and 10 says this, fear not. Listen, I want to give you these scriptures because I want you not to walk in fear, but I want you to walk in victory. I want you to walk in victory. Isaiah 41 and 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Folks, we have no time to be thinking on what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? Where am I going to do it? What's going to happen? Listen, there's no fear, folks. God has this. God's got your back. God has got this. Listen. He lets us know for us to stand still. The opposite of what they wanted to do. God said, stand still. They were wanting to run and scatter like rats. I call from fear to faith. We've got to go from fear to faith. Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. God's going to get praise whether you praise Him or not. The Bible says if we don't praise Him, the rocks will cry out. Nature, listen to me today, nature will call out. Nature will cry if we don't give God praise. Listen, everything comes before God. Everything bows down. One day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I don't care who you connected with. We will all bow down and give God praise. And give God praise in the house today. Because He's a God that knows exactly what He's doing. He is an on-time God. Everybody else can do what they want to do, be what they want to be, say what they want to say, go where they want to go, do what they want to do. But my God reigns. He rules, and we will bow one day before the God Almighty. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to know today, God clearly lets us know. Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, because that's what the devil wants. He wants to grip you with fear. See, you don't have faith if you've got fear. Fear and faith is the opposite. It is the opposite. It's like water and oil will never mix. Have you ever seen oil in the roads or areas, and you see water, it's never mixing. You see it skimmed on the top. It never blends. It never coagulates. It never comes together. It stays separate. Listen. Paul says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Gives us love, power, a sound mind. Listen, see the salvation of the Lord. See it now with the eyes of faith. Faith sees the unseen. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18, the Apostle Paul writes and says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but as the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It is never for us to look with the natural eye in everything that we do, even in our spiritual walk. These eyes will fool you. These eyes are getting weak every day. Some of us have cataracts that deals with our eyes as older we get. We got to wear glasses. Got to have spectacles. We got to have things. That's deteriorating. But I want you to know today, the eyes of the Lord are to and fro. And the eyes of the Lord are on us. And as we get weak in our bodies, as our body breaks down, as God says it'll break down, because the Bible says for us to number our days, to number us because we're getting older. As we do that, God's eyes are completely wide open and bright, and He sees us and He knows us. And as we get older, as we slow down, listen, it does not change our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be dealing with cancer. We all have cancer cells that are not active, but they can be active. But whatever happens to our bodies, it does not change our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It stays intact. And I want you to know today that we must be encouraged to know that we are to fear not. Now that they believe, they are ready to act. And third, in my closing, the divided waters begin to take place and they begin to walk on dry ground. This was a miraculous miracle that began to take place. Waters begin to be divided. Moses began to hold up the rod. The power of God began to go through Moses' hands. And God began to move in a mighty way. Go forward. It seemed that it would be a contradiction. In other words, we cannot move forward until we see stand still. Trusting God, they could not move ahead because they saw what was about to take place but could not understand what was all fully going on. In Hebrews 11 and 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea and by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempted to do so, guess what? They drowned. Why? Because God shut the waters back up and God's people came on dry ground. Don't think for a moment that God does not know what He's doing. And don't think for a moment that God doesn't know you and doesn't know me. Because He knows you inside and out. Whether you serve God, whether you accept Jesus into your heart life, or whether you don't, He still knows you and He gives you and I an opportunity to make Jesus Christ King of Kings and Lord of Lords in our lives. But I want you to know when God moves, there's nothing can stop the mighty moving of God. It is signed, sealed, and delivered. And I want you to know today, God meant business. And He said, I want my people to get out of Egypt, and I'm taking them to a place that I promised them through Abraham. I'm not reneged. I've not stopped. I've not backed up. God says, I am moving forward. It may have taken them 430 years. It may take something in your life that you hadn't seen yet, but I promise you, when God moves in your life and when it's answered, it is sealed, it is done. It's nothing that nobody put their hands on, nor the pastor said, nor the deacon said, nor the church said. You will know that God moved in your behalf. And it will be a miracle on top of a miracle, and you'll shake your head and say, Lord, I don't know how in the world this happened. I don't know what took place, but Lord, You have showed Your hand in my life. I don't know about you folks, but God sees exactly what you and I go through. He sees our infirmities. He sees everything that you and I go through. And thanks be to the Lamb of God, He is with us. And I want you to know that. When Moses lifted his rod, the winds obeyed. A strong east wind divided the waters. The people walked through on dry land. The gospel and the deliverance of Israel from Egypt. The Passover speaks of the death of Christ. The opening of the Red Sea speaks of His resurrection. Speaks of His resurrection. To know that our God is coming back. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back for His own. He's coming back for those that love Him and that are looking for His appearance. To know that He'll split the eastern skies one day. And you and I, if we're ready, we'll go up with those that are in the grave. And we will live forevermore in the Lord Jesus Christ. In my closing, do you feel trapped in a dangerous place? I want you to know your deliverer, Jesus Christ, can deliver you from that. Stand still and by faith see the salvation of the Lord as the Lord has promised. Now let us go forward. Let us not look back. There's nothing you can do about yesterday. There's nothing you can do about yesterday. There's nothing that I can do about my sister passing. I was doing everything in my body. I was trying to take her to the best hospital around. I was doing everything I possibly could to save my sister. But I realized that it was not about me. It was not about me. It was about God and what God wanted to do. It was God. It was all God. And all I've got to do, some people have come up to me and say, Pastor, how are you able to handle this? You were so close to your sister. How are you able to deal with this? I'll tell you how I'm able to deal with it. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is carrying me. The Lord is taking care of me. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that my sister is in a place that she can now call home. And I want to go there. I want to go with the loved ones that's already gone before me, my mother and my daddy and others. I want to make it. And folks, we can make it. We can make it. Why? Because God has promised it. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, but I have gone to prepare a place. And where I am, He says, there you will be also. And it's going to be a wonderful time, folks. It's going to be a joyful time that we will come. There'll be no more tears. There'll be no more suffering. There'll be no more pain. We will not think about ourselves, but our minds will be focused on God Almighty. And our hands will be at worship. We will be worshiping Him. And I have to give you a thing where you'll be able to understand this. 24 hours, 7 days a week, and 365 days out of the year. That's what we're going to be doing. But listen, I said that so you'd understand what I'm trying to say, so you can get an idea of this. But listen, time will be no more. Time will be no more. You can throw your watches away. You can throw your phones away. You can throw the clocks away. Because time will be no more. Because guess what? The time is not on us. The time is on God. And God ends time because we're on His clock. We're on His clock. And I thank God today. Stand with me across the building today. Oh, praise be to the Lamb of God. One of my favorite passages of Scripture that I want to read to you to encourage you today through all of this is Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence, the perilous pestilence, and He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge, and His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day, nor of that of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction that lies and waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near you that dwelleth. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion, and the serpent you shall trample under the foot, because He has set His love upon you and me. And therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer. And I will be
be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, and I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Folks, I want you to know today, take courage. Take courage. Be a soldier of the cross. Be a soldier of God. Don't allow weakness to ever come and tear you down and keep you down. Stay strong in the Lord. Know that God will fight your battle. Be strong on your jobs. Let people know that you love Jesus. Give a word when they ask about it. That's why the Bible says for us to be ready to encourage somebody. Somebody may be dealing with something, and you may be the tool. You may be the tool that's been used, that God has sent you to help someone along the way. How that we are to help one another. It's not time for us to be biting and fighting and bickering and stabbing each other. It's time for us to get around of love in our hearts and our lives and love on each other. Pray for each other. Listen, let the Holy Spirit do the cleaning in our lives. That's the problem that we've had sometimes. We've gone before the Holy Spirit and left him on the sideline, and we begin to try to do the cleaning. It's not our job to clean people. It's the job of the Holy Spirit. And folks, when the Holy Spirit that I'm talking about gets a hold of people's lives and grips a young man, a young woman, a man or a woman and grips their heart, when the Holy Spirit grips their heart, that's when they come to a time of repentance. That's when they come to a time of repentance to say, Lord, I fully surrender to you, Lord. I surrender to you, Lord. I'm not looking to the left. I'm not looking to the right. I'm not looking backwards, but I'm looking forward, Lord. I'm looking to the cross, because all of us go by the way of the cross, including this pastor. I've got to go by the way of the cross. Oh, my. Let me pray today. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Dear Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord, for your presence. I thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. How, Lord, that you're wanting us to get closer to you, Lord. We don't know when the coming of the Lord is at hand. We don't know. Not even the angels in heaven know, Lord. But, Lord, we do know that we need to be right. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared should you call us today. And, Lord, I pray today, Lord, if there's someone here today, they need to come to an altar of prayer. I never want to close a service out without giving an altar of invitation for them to come to an altar, Lord, to pray for a loved one, to pray for a family member, Lord, to pray for themselves, Father. God, I ask today that you will touch and move in a mighty way. And if the Holy Spirit today is moving upon you, don't vex the Holy Spirit. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Listen, don't grieve the Holy Spirit, but allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life, to come to an altar of prayer and to say, Lord, I fully surrender to your Lordship. I fully surrender to you, Lord. All that I would hope to be, all that I am, Lord, I surrender to you, Lord. As we all must come to the foot of the cross, we give it all unto the Lord today. For God loves us. God loves us. God loves us today. Lord, we pray today. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, we pray.